Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Grand Ole Opry. Original air dates December 10th, 1949. We've got Red Foley and Tex Ritter in this episode.
It's Grand Ole Opry time!
Howdy, all your friends and neighbors!
With Rod Glassfield, Vinny Pearl, and starring Red Foley.
Take that night train to Memphis. Take that night train to Memphis. When you arrive at the station, I'll be right there to meet you. I'll be right there to greet you. So don't turn down my invitation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day. Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee. And I'll shout hallelujah all the day. Take that night train to Memphis. Take that night train to Memphis. You know how I'm longing to see you. Leave at 3:57 and arrive at 11. Then I'll be shouting hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be shouting hallelujah all the day. Oh, we'll have a jubilee out in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'll shout hallelujah all the day.
We'd put one more person here in the Ryman Auditorium tonight. Do you, Rand?
Well, I sure enough don't, Grant. You can't blame folks, though, for turning out to see and hear Rod Brassfield, Minnie Pearl, Paul Chop's old Hickory Singers, Wally Fowler and his Oak Ridge Quartet, and the entire gang.
While you're at it, Rand, tell the folks who tonight's guest is going to be.
Well, one of the biggest stars on the folk music horizon, and certainly one of the best liked, personally, my old buddy from out Van Nuys, California way, Tex Ritter.
Yeah, golly, Red, with a lineup like that waiting to come on here, we'd best be getting started. So who's first?
Well, that fellow who drove us frantic with his transatlantic antics, Rod Brassfield.
Thank you. Mr. Foley?
Yes, right.
I know I don't think I ever will get over flying over that ocean in that airplane to entertain the Air Force boys.
Well, I didn't get much chance to discuss it with you, Rod, with Uncle Sight visiting us and all, but what'd you think of the trip as a whole?
As a whole?
Yeah.
Well, now that you mention it, I'm about 48 bucks in the hole. I'll tell you one thing. Them Air Force fellas can make a paradise do ground loose. Especially Major Gabler.
Yeah. Well, was everybody in Hornwall glad to see you when you came back, Ron?
They sure was, Red. They were very glad to see me. In fact, they had a big sign stretched out across the street there. And it made me so mad I could eat a banana.
Yeah?
Yeah. It said, "Welcome home."
Welcome home.
Yep.
Well, why should a sign like that make you mad?
Well, they spelled home H-A-M.
Oh.
That just kills me to pull a good one like that. Hi, dear friends. It ain't so hot tonight, is it? I'm telling you the truth, that was some trip we had over there, no fooling. I won't say going across the ocean was rough, but I remember when the sergeant yelled back to me and said, Rodney, do you want me there? I yelled back at him and I says, no, you'll save me and you both time if you just throw it out the window from up there. I ain't kidding, is it? One thing I noticed when we got over to Europe was the mosquitoes over in Europe. The mosquitoes are in Europe. I'm telling you the truth, friends. There's one big old mosquito over there that's got so much of my blood in him, I'll bet you he sends me a card next Father's Day. Of course, now them Air Force fellers, they didn't notice the mosquitoes the way us folks did. Them boys is tough. Them Air Force boys is tough. I'm telling you what, they don't even bother with little old sissy things like toothbrushes. When an Air Force feller wants to brush his teeth, he uses a live porcupine.
We always fry up an extra big batch of chicken and cook up a mess of greens and black-eyed peas when we know that tonight's guest is on his way to pay us a visit. And golly, I'll tell you one thing. I can't think of anybody we'd rather have with us here than the genial gentleman from out west, a radio, motion picture, and stage star, our good friend, Tex Ritter. Where you at, Tex? I tell you what you do. You take over now and let's hear that version of Some Sweet Day, huh?
Someday, darling, when the dark clouds roll away. Someday, darling, when you return to stay. We'll start over and make our dreams come true. Build a heaven for us too. There'll be flowers blooming all around our door. We'll find happiness just as we did before. Someday, darling, true love will find a way. Yes, my darling, some sweet day. Someday, darling, we'll find our rainbows in. Down life's highway, somewhere beyond the bend. Where our trails meet and blend right into one. We'll rest and watch the setting sun. Where a lover's moon lights up the sky above. Tears all vanish when you're with the one you love. Someday, darling, I'll kiss your tears away. Yes, my darling, some sweet day.
Now here is Wally Fowler and his Oak Ridge Quartet. Give us their version of Old Blind Barnabas.
Blind Barnabas stood on the way. Blind Barnabas stood on the way. Blind Barnabas stood on the way, crying, oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
When the multitude gathered from to and fro to see who journeyed to Jericho, cold blind Barnabas dashed to carry this beat, for his eyes were blind and he couldn't see.
Well, old Blind Barnabas stood on the way. Blind Barnabas stood on the way. Blind Barnabas stood on the way, crying, oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Well, my Lord stopped, he looked around, he saw old Barnabas there on the ground. He touched his eyes with the palm of his hand.
Barnabas saw like a natural man. Well, old Blind Barnabas stood on the way. Blind Barnabas stood on the way. Blind Barnabas stood on the way, crying, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Barnabas, Barnabas, oh, find Barnabas still on the way. Cried, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Cried, oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Get weary all along my pilgrim way. Sorrows seem to press me every time I kneel to pray. Troubles seem to gather around me every moment of the day. And I just can't keep from crying sometimes. Well, I just can't keep from crying all along my pilgrim way. When my heart is bowed with sorrow by the things my friends all say, well, I know my Lord will share every load that's hard to bear. But I just can't keep from crying sometimes. A mother over on the other side. I know that I shall meet her when I cross the great divide. Well, I feel her presence near me, and I know the storm I'll ride. But I just can't keep from crying sometimes. Well, I just can't keep from crying all along my pilgrim way. When my heart is bowed with sorrow by the things my friends all say, well, I know my Lord will share every load that's hard to bear. But I just can't keep from crying sometimes.
You folks like to join in with us on an old community thing. And what are we waiting for? Claude Sharp, you and your old hickory singers get around the piano there and sing us a verse and a chorus of Back Home Again in Indiana. And then on the second chorus, while we'll all join in. Here we go now. Let's go.
Back home again. It seems I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The newborn grace and glorious fragrance from the fields I used to roam.
Folks, we got anybody here from Indiana tonight? I hope, yes. Good. Well, let's all join in then and sing about the good state of Indiana. What's more? Here we go.
Thank you.
folks way out where Tex Ritter comes from could have heard that even without a microphone.
Well, there's right? somebody else waiting outside there who doesn't exactly whisper either, Red.
I sure know who that is, Grant. It's the gossip of Grandy Switch.
Present me, Pearl!
Again with my feller Hazy. Oh, all the time I was over there in Europe, I never even looked at another man. Well, I didn't. Well, what these fellers up here don't know is that when I kiss a feller, I close my eyes. I reckon y'all think all I think about is just kissing. That's right. Grinder Switch knows there's only one feller in the world for me. It sure is fun going around the world to find out which one it is. Of course, all I'd done over there in Europe was to give some of the younger Air Force fellers a motherly peck on the cheek. Handing out them pecks can be bushels of fun, though. After though, I sure was surprised and happy to find that my Uncle Nabob has been improving his mind since I've been away. You know what Uncle Nabob can do now? He can sign his name with a capital X. He can't. Not a thing happened while I was gone. Pap Winkle, he got married. He's about 95. And his bride, she's about 90. And Pap told me yesterday that they're living with her mother, but they're looking for a place to set up housekeeping. He said that... He says it's got to be near a schoolhouse.
Hi, dear Minnie.
Hi, dear Uncle.
Near a schoolhouse. Hey, Minnie. It sure is good to be back home, ain't it?
Yes, Rodley.
Just feels so good I ever saw.
Yes, sir. Rodley, tell me, how did you find your girl, Susie?
Well, Minnie, when a gal gets to weighing over 250, it ain't no trouble to find her.
I know, Rodley, but you ought to pretend not to notice she's taking on weight. Don't let on, you know she's getting bigger. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I've tried that, Minnie Pearl, but I've got a weakness that gives me away.
What's that, Rodley?
Every time Susie sits on my lap, she can hear my bones cracking.
Rodley! Rodley, you got a problem there. Listen, like this... The doctor that looked after young Ichabod Sneed.
Little Icky?
Yeah. Nobody knows what was the matter when little Ichabod got to feeling puny.
Yeah.
And they figured he'd swallowed something, but they didn't know what... They didn't know that it was a big glass eye from an oversized teddy bear.
Oh, Minnie Pearl. It was on a Thursday. That's when it was.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Friday.
You mean little Icky swallowed a glass eye?
Yes, sir.
I'd give $5 if I could talk.
Yes, sir.
More than that.
He swallowed a glass eye, suck it, ball, and winker. So the doctor put down one of them long cubes with a light on it so it could look in Ichabod's stomach. And when he looked in the eyepiece, he nearly had a fit. He said, I've looked at lots of stomachs in my life, but this is the first one I've had to look back at.
That just kills me. Poor little old Icky.
Go ahead, Rodney.
And Minnie Pearl, hey, I want to know what happened to you when you offered to sing over there in Vienna. Over in Austria, over in Vienna, over where we got them sausage, you know what I'm talking about.
I never will forget that, Rodley. They was giving a concert for charity, and I offered to sing a song with the orchestra.
Yeah?
I no sooner got started when one of them Air Force fellas come running up on the stage, and he grabbed that there stick, that baton, out of the orchestra leader's hand, and he says to the leader, "What's the big idea of beating that gal with that stick?"
Well, he is twirling it, I guess. What did the orchestra leader say?
He said, "Are you crazy? I ain't beating her." And the feller says, "No." Well, then why is she bellering so loud?
That big hit that you had, and I'm sure the folks will remember a few years back, called "You Two Time Me, One Time Too Often."
Everyone knows you're untrue, honey. You and me are through. You two time me, one time too often. I'm so tired. Nothing you can say or do will make me change my mind. I found out the hard way that a man in love is always blind. I woke up, now I see you've been playing games with me. You two time me, one time too often. To stand around and say you're sorry now. I'm no good at playing that old second fiddle anyhow. It's too late to make amends. This is where I caught an end. You two time me, one time too often.
Number by text, I guess I'd better sort of slow things down here a little bit. This is a little tune called "Blues in My Heart." Blues in my heart, oh how it is. Nobody knows the sorrow it takes. I should have known right from the start you'd leave me with the blues in my heart. Gone is the love I couldn't hold. Feel like the lamb that's fed from the fold. What can I say? What can I do? Losing my heart has got me this way. Down from the sky, even the sun's beginning to cry. Everything's wrong since we're apart. Wish I could lose these blues in my heart.
This This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.